With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Shannon's Dirty on the 30.
What's trending this hour?
A laptop that belonged to Hunter Biden, I have to say allegedly, is coming back to haunt him. The laptop was dropped off for repairs, I believe last year. Was it last year? April 2019? The person who dropped it off never went back to pick it up and never paid the bill, so the repairman kept the computer. And when he started going through the computer data, he starts putting two and two together and realizes that the computer's owner is famous. On this computer, this repairman found sexually explicit images of Hunter, footage of him smoking crack while engaged in a sex act with a woman. There were also more than 40,000 emails, one of them from an advisor from energy company Burisma, thanking Hunter Biden for the opportunity to meet his dad. That email sent back in 2015, which was before then Vice President Joe Biden lobbied for the firing of a prosecutor who had investigated this company. So this is damning correspondence. It kind of smacks Joe Biden in the face a little bit over his claim that he has never spoken to his son about his overseas business dealings, which he said on more than one occasion. So after seeing what he had, this repairman turns over the laptop to the FBI and Rudy Giuliani. He also kept a copy of the hard drive, he says, just in case. He said he was afraid that he was going to be murdered if he kept it by people who worked for the Biden family. I mean, he was just terrified to have knowledge of what this laptop contained. The New York Post ended up getting hold of a copy of the data and published four photos of Hunter Biden, including one of him with what appears to be a crack pipe hanging out of his mouth. He's like laying on his side in a bed. They also published that email from the Ukrainian energy firm advisor. Joe Biden's presidential campaign dismissing the story. And according to their record search, they say no such meeting ever occurred. So the data from the laptop is now under investigation by the Senate Homeland Security Committee. Now, a couple of things here. President Trump opened his rally in Des Moines last night by talking about this.
Newspaper, the New York Post, that Joe Biden has been blatantly lying about his involvement in his son's corrupt business dealing.
Also, Facebook and Twitter limited the distribution of the New York Post article that I was just telling you about and that you heard the president just mention. Facebook said it wanted to rely on its fact-checking partners to determine the legitimacy of the story, but until then, it was going to try to take some stops to stop the spread of this thing. Facebook spokesman Andy Stone made that announcement, and the fun fact there, Andy Stone used to work for top Democrats before joining Facebook as their policy communications director. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey had some thoughts about this in hindsight. He said, quote, "Our communication around our actions on the New York Post article was not great, and blocking URL sharing via tweet or DMs with zero context as to why we're blocking, unacceptable." This story, you're going to hear so much more.
I think
about
the latter part
days.
Of that story is what's going to get more legs than
the
Hunter
Twitter
Biden
blocking.
Stuff. Just because of, I think that there's, you know, been signs that they are blocking a lot of the stories and things that go on to that are Trump related type things that they're trying to spread, where some of the other stories about Trump, the negative stories about Trump, never get blocked. And I think that Twitter and Facebook are probably going to be faced with a lot more scrutiny over that, just because of, and I know that they don't want it to be what it was last election, where they said that there were so many fake stories that were going out there.
Well, that's what all the social media came out and said earlier this year, was we have a responsibility to stop those last minute stories to get spread by millions before there's any fact checking.
But when a major news organization like the New York Post has an investigative piece like this.
But it's not an investigative piece. The reason Shannon essay allegedly is the guy says it's Hunter Biden's laptop because it has a Hunter Biden sticker on it.
And there are, I've already read it. I kind of I don't like diving into this stuff because I'm like, okay, I'm going to go down the rabbit hole. But some stories said it was actually Hunter Biden that dropped off the computer. Other stories are saying, no, it wasn't.
They didn't do the
There's a lot of misinformation about this story right now.
Yeah, they didn't contact the Bidens for a comment before they print the story. They didn't contact the FBI for confirmation that they even have a laptop, like the guy says. So it's
But it's interesting because the New York Times weeks ago did all the stuff about having President Trump's taxes.
Right.
And they had President Trump's taxes. They printed it. That story was shared everywhere, and that was fine.
Yeah, but they corroborated those what they had from sources of Trump staffers with the New York federal courts and public records that were released in the casinos and lawsuits and stuff like that.
I'm telling you, I think that's a sketchy
And I'm not defending the Bidens. I'm saying there's a difference in how this was reported. The person that wrote this New York Post story, it's the first article they've ever written for the New York Post. Yeah. It's someone who used to work for Sean Hannity.
Well,
like they're not one of their staff. They're not a staffer of the New York Post.
And Shannon just said the guy that makes the Facebook determinations is somebody that worked for the Bidens.
The Democrats,
and,
yeah. So. Yeah. Okay, in other dirty today, Ariana Grande made a huge surprise announcement on her Twitter page yesterday. She said, I can't wait to give you my album this month. Fans are so excited about this. This is going to be her sixth album. One person wrote, why does your music always save us from the worst happening in the world? You are truly a blessing, Ariana.
Remember
I don't have
the
any
last
details
album,
about when exactly.
Didn't she surprise us with an album right after the Manchester shooting? Like within a month or two, I feel like she dropped
it. Remember.
And really like brought the mood around and gave her fans something more exciting and uplifting.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of new music, Demi Lovato performed her new song called Commander in Chief last night at the Billboard Music Awards.
Fighting fires with liars and praying for rain. Do you get off on pain? We're not pawns in your game. Commander in Chief, honestly. If I did the things you do,
this song obviously takes direct aim at President Trump.
Do you even know the truth?
But if you were watching last night, and I don't know how many people were watching the Billboard Music Awards, but you didn't really see the performance as Demi Lovato envisioned it going down. And I say that because NBC kind of muzzled her message a little bit. The way Demi's performance was originally recorded had the word vote very clearly displayed across the video board on the stage. Two bright, bright blue video boards. But the final message was gone when the show aired on TV, and in its place, a close-up of Demi at the piano with darkened screens behind her. No message. Sources tell me the network pulled the plug on the vote message because the song itself was a slam on Trump and the vote message was a call to vote against him. Here's what she told CNN about recording that song, by the way.
It's very important for me that I get to use my platform for something much bigger than just singing. And there's been so many times where I wanted to write the president a letter or sit down with him and ask him these questions. I think one way that I could do that is writing a song and releasing it for the whole world to hear. And then he has to answer those questions to everybody and not just me.
For all of today's Dirty, check out the Dirty page on mojointhemorning.com.
Celebrity Dirt, directly from the source. It's Shannon's Dirt on Mojo in the Morning.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.